It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Fungo Radlan, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for answering our question.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is fairly straightforward. How does God view non-believers or those who follow different faiths?
Interesting question. You look at Luke chapter 15, verse 1. We find Jesus who comes down, dines with sinners and every kind of person. And it's us, the humans, who complain to say, why do you dine with such people? God does not have a problem with the sinners, with the non-believers, Christians and non-Christians alike. He sent his son, John 3:16, to die for all of us because we are all sinners and come short of the glory of God. Even continuing with Luke chapter 15, we find places where he... Luke chapter 15, you find cases where the lost coin, the three parables, the lost coin, the lost sheep, and then the prodigal son at the very end of the chapter. All these drawing your attention to how God is eagerly driven to find and seek out those who are lost, to engage with them. With the lost coin, he seeks it out in the entire house. With the lost sheep, he goes out and leaves us who claim to be believers in the fold because we are in a safe place, and he goes to seek out those who are lost. And with the prodigal son, he waits patiently up until his coming, and he sees him from a distance, runs to him, embraces him, covers him with his glory, and reinstates him in a position of prestige. So God is always opening his arms to believers, non-believers alike. And I think more than any other group of people, God is intent, has his attention to those who are non-believers, hoping that they too will accept his word one day. And I think in a nutshell, that is God and the non-believer.
Okay. God, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mfundisi. Perhaps one day or tomorrow, if you can, you'd help us understand if God gives an example, Jesus gives an example of how the woman sweeps the whole house, making an effort to look for the coin, or he leaves the rest of the 99 and he goes to look for the one, making an effort again. Why do we see the same parable, or at least the same series of parables, not God does not demonstrate in the Father going out to seek and save the son? That's not a question for today. It's a question for another day. If you have time, Fundis, perhaps you'd give us some insights there. If you ever, and help us understand, God makes efforts with objects, things, coins and sheep, but makes no effort with people. It's a curious question. I've always looked forward to hearing pastors, when they are talking about this verse, they would explain. So perhaps if you have time, Fundis, one day, please make time tomorrow, next week, I don't know when, and just give us an answer to that one, yeah?
Certainly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Open for your call.
Thank you very much, Pastor Fungo Radlan, for giving us some perspective, answering a question for today. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi, and thank you very much for your time.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.